Improvements in drilling methods have caused an upsurge in the availability of natural gas resources across the U.S., according to a new report released yesterday by the Potential Gas Committee at the Colorado School of Mines. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
New methods of drilling for gas in shale rock have dramatically increased the estimates of the nation's natural gas reserves, according to the biennial report authored by the Potential Gas Committee. Most of the increases were noted in gas-producing areas on the East Coast, the Rocky Mountains, and the Gulf Coast, boosting the country's natural gas reserves by 35% since the last report. Dr. John Curtis, a professor of geology at the Colorado School of Mines, who directs the Potential Gas Agency, said yesterday advanced exploration, well drilling, and completion technologies are allowing better access to gas that, not long ago, was considered impractical or uneconomical to pursue.
This is not proved reserves. Proved reserves are reported by companies. Our numbers are the much larger resource base that backs up the proved reserves. It's gas yet to be drilled for.
What the report means for Alaska is not immediately clear. The report indicates that Alaska has 11% of the gas that is now available. Curtis says the report only deals with gas from a geological perspective, not an economic one. He says there is a fixed amount of gas in the ground, but our perception of that amount changes.
And in this case, in the last 4 years, and then particularly in the last 2 years, these shale gas formations that we always knew were there have been unlocked to produce a lot more natural gas. So that's the main reason for the increase in the estimates. And Alaska has not changed because of the definite lack of exploration and development of natural gas there. That being said, even though the assessment hasn't changed for several reports, there is a very large volume of natural gas that we've assessed for Alaska. In excess of 200 trillion cubic feet. And that gas will be needed, I believe, in the supply mix in the future. So once there is a pipeline, I think that the future for natural gas in Alaska is quite bright.
According to the committee, the United States has a total natural gas resource base of 1,836 trillion cubic feet, the highest evaluation in the more than 40-year history of the committee. Most of the increase comes from reevaluations of shale gas reservoirs in Appalachia, the Rockies, and the Gulf Coast. Dr. Curtis says the report is not meant to indicate when gas will be developed or what effect it may have on prices. He says, on the whole, the report is good news.
Oh, absolutely. It is not only for the exploration and production industry in this country, but even better news for the citizens of this country. This is a secure supply of a very premium hydrocarbon that is available in larger quantities than we believed prior to this.
Natural gas prices in the United States and Canada have dropped, along with production, since last year. Alaska Senator Liesl McGuire, who co-chairs the Senate Resources and Energy Committee, says discussions on shale gas have been going on for some time.
Although I have no crystal ball at my disposal, I still predict that the Alaska natural gas pipeline will be economic. First is the decision that has come this last week. And in spite of, and certainly in light of, all of the shale discoveries, ExxonMobil, the largest oil and gas company in the world, has announced that they will make an equity partnership with TransCanada Alaska.
McGuire plans to conduct a hearing next week on the recent agreement between ExxonMobil and TransCanada Corporation to build a pipeline to transport North Slope natural gas to consumers in the U.S. and Canada. She says that although natural gas prices are low at this time, it is important to remember that the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline is a 30-year project. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.